USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has made his first comments on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. When asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign,
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Cuomo has faced calls for his resignation from multiple state lawmakers and members of Congress, many of his own party. He's been accused of sexual harassment by multiple women and is facing an investigation from the state's attorney general and an impeachment inquiry in the state assembly. And undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID test. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause, you can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Most of us eat poorly, don't get enough exercise, and spend too much time in a sedentary lifestyle. All of that coupled with concerns over COVID-19, and we're looking at a train wreck in the future. John Clemens has that story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
To have obesity is to weigh, on average, about 50 pounds over the medium average weight. Michael Bergen is the CEO of the American Obesity Association, formerly the Massachusetts Science Center.
There was a Harvard University study 2 years ago that predicted a 50% obesity rate in 2030. But because of the pandemic and all these other factors, this, kind of train wreck for Americans based on the pandemic is more likely to be in 2025.
The American Obesity Association has introduced a series of national programs to reduce obesity. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A travel ban remains in place for travelers from most of Europe, as some nations in the European Union deal with a new surge in coronavirus cases. Italy is the latest nation to announce new lockdown rules to go into effect this week as variants of the virus continue to spread. There had been some hope that restrictions on both sides of the Atlantic could be lifted this summer. Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin says it's too early to say whether the bans will be lifted then. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that Europe has a lot farther to go in terms of getting its citizens vaccinated.
As the vaccination program rolls out, I believe opportunities will arise, but it's just far too early to say yet, and particularly in the context of the summer. We have a significant journey still to go in terms of vaccinations and in terms of keeping the virus down. Because as you know, in some member states of the European Union now, the numbers are going back up because of the prevalence of the B117 UK variant, which is much more transmissible.
And police are investigating two shootings over the weekend at what are being called pop-up parties.
A party on the south side of Chicago erupted in gunfire. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic, and our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. In the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument at a party on Saturday morning.
As individuals began fleeing the location, additional shots were fired outside.
That shooting also happened in a building that was used as a makeshift lounge. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.